Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order, 5 o'clock. Could everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic,
which stands
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, Mark, could you call the roll, please?
Yes. Mr. Capole.
Here.
Mr. DiGiovanni.
Here.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Okay, record should reflect that all the members are present, so you have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections. There are none because it's a special meeting because we've moved to 5 o'clock. Number five, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay. Public portion is closed. Number six, approval of minutes for May 26, 2022 meeting. Can I get a motion to table to next month? We didn't add them in the packet because we've moved the meeting up. So we'll just add them into next month's.
So move to table.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, perfect. Okay, number seven. Blight Department update on blighted properties. Carm?
Yep. Okay. So happy to tell everybody that as of August 1st, we're going to start our new process. Attorney Marino worked up last month for us. We're waiting till August 1st. So record keeping is going to be a lot easier to do. Couple properties, 68 Elm Street, which is a mess. We contacted the homeowner a multitude of times and she just ignores us. So we went right to the lender where her mortgage is. And we told the lender that they're going to lose the house through foreclosure. And they sent their people out there to look and they said they agreed. It was a total mess and it's got to be cleaned up and they're going to take care of it. 201 Hawkins Street. This is a vacant property that we have clean and leaned in the past, and it needs another clean and lean. I think for the neighborhood, we should go ahead and clean and lean it, if we could bring that to the full board. And also, the Blight Department's recommendation is that we foreclose on it. I'm not sure where we are with the foreclosal process. I wrote Attorney Marino a note, and Mayor Zekin and Chief of Staff Walt Mayu, the same letter, if they could at least come up and let me know where it is in the process of foreclosure. 196 Hawkins Street. This is a vacant house, also a total mess. We've cleaned and leaned it before. Evidently, the gentleman who owns the house has died. The family has contacted me. And right now, they are back taxes over $20,000, WPCA taxes about $4,000, blight fine about $157,000. And to be very honest, the building is probably a tear down. It's gutted, a lot of rotten wood. What the family wants to do, and we could bring this to the full board and have Attorney Marino advise us. The family wants to give us the property in lieu of the gentleman's fines and taxes. So if you could bring that to the full board and we could discuss that. There are a few more neglected houses that we're working on. And like I said, all of these houses will be getting the brand new letter August 1st. They have 30 days now to comply. On the 31st day, they're getting charged $100 a day. 1725 Gilbert Street, which we've had a lot of problems with in the past 3 years. They paid all their back taxes and all the sewer taxes, and they've now pulled all the permits to start the construction. So hopefully they start that soon.
Carmen, what number was that on that address? What was this? Gilbert?
17-25 Gilbert Street.
Okay, 1725 Gilbert. Right. Okay, thank you.
That's the big apartment building with all the apartments?
Yes.
Oh, that's been bad for a long time. Great, great.
Yep. On a good note, we gave Mrs. Pamela James of Genetti Drive a certificate of recognition for beautifying the island at the bottom of Genetti Drive all on her own. She spent all her own money for flowers, all her own money for the bushes. She's up there every day watering and weeding the mulch. The mulch was given by the city. She has brought numerous plants and bushes, and the island is beautiful. I mean, if you have it 5 minutes one day, take a ride down Genetti Drive, and it's really, really beautiful. So we, I don't know if you can see this. We gave her a certificate of recognition for beautifying the island. And
she, very nice. We got a few more islands. You think she'd be interested?
I don't know, but I'll tell you, ladies, the lady's something else.
No, that's wonderful when that happens.
Yeah. And so as far as the blight goes, that's about it for now. Starting next, like I said, starting Monday, August 1st, the 30-day letters go out, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of more action, because in 30 days, you're going to, instead of stretching out to 90 days like we were in the past, it's going to be 30 days now. So
yeah, that's good. I hope, I think the process is going to work out pretty good. I'm glad you're starting at the beginning of the month too. I think that'll help out.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple of calls on a couple of properties. Maybe they're on the list already or not.
They may be one.
The house on Hawthorne Avenue at the top of Cedric, the big white block. It went to the bank. It went to auction. I don't know if you know what happened to it.
Was that the Impolito family house?
Yes.
Yes. That's on our list.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yep.
And 908 Baldwin Road.
Yes. It's on our list.
It is. All right. I haven't had a list in a while. I mean,
that's the, that's the one with all the chickens, the ducks and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So that, what's going to happen with those? Or
actually, a couple of those are already in the blight fine. So, I mean, you know, there's nothing else the city can really do except foreclose on these houses.
Yeah.
So if they're not going to, you know, they're not paying the fines, they're not remediating the properties, least we could do is find them, put a lien against the property. This way, when they do go to sell the property, they got to pay the fine.
But what if they live there forever? The poor neighbors, that's who's calling me.
Yeah, but there's nobody living there, Ron.
In both of those?
Both of those. Oh, no. Baldwin Road is they're living.
Oh, yep. There's somebody living at the other one, too.
In Polito's house?
Yep. No power. She's been there maybe 2 years now.
I think it's the one of the family members, I think, has been living there for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope. The letters, they got the letters. They just don't respond.
Yeah, I think that's bank. Is that bank owned?
I wouldn't know that. We could find that out.
Now, if the bank does own it, do they have to do they have to appeal to the lien, or do they have to pay into the blight fine since they have taken ownership or majority ownership of the property?
Well, if the bank has owed money, they don't want to lose the property. So if we threaten the bank with the foreclosure, I'm sure the bank, like on 68 Elm Street, is going to attend to the problems. It's the right. Same thing with 20 Clark Avenue. I want to go after that too. I mean, that's been a mess. You can't even see the house anymore.
It's
all overgrown.
Yeah.
No, I know. So, you know.
So, Carm, what was the address? I got 201 Hawkins Street. You want to move to the full board so we could start the process for
Lean it in
foreclosure, yep. Right? What was the other address?
The one where the gentleman had died and the family wants to turn it over to us.
That was 196 Hawkins?
That's 196 Hawkins.
Okay. And did you have one more to the full board for recommendation or no?
Well, I want to see what 68 Elm Street does. If 68 Elm Street, if the bank doesn't do what they told me they were going to do, then we're going to move for foreclosure for that too.
Okay, is that going to, do you think you'll have a decision between now and a couple of weeks?
Yes.
From the bank? So should we move that to the full board as long as, you know, the bank follows up with you so that it doesn't have to sit here another month. Go to the full board? You know, I want to try to be proactive on this, especially with these new letters going out.
Right. Absolutely. Right.
So I got
the full board. So you got three properties.
Three in total, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And what about 1725 Gilbert Street?
Yeah, I just told everybody that they Mark, they paid all their taxes. They paid the fines, the taxes, and the WPCA taxes, and they pulled their building permits. I think Lisa said about a week ago.
So, Carm, could we get a list of all the properties that are on this, like by the next regular Board of Alderman meeting?
Sure.
And the status or whatever.
Right, right. That's why it's going to be a lot easier now with the 30-day letter. Yeah. Once we put the 30-day letter, they go on the blight list. That's it.
Great, great. Perfect. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I'll make a recommendation. Anybody else have any questions? Brian, you got any other questions for Carmen? Or
no, not really a question, but just so we're all on the same page here, that if it does come back and there is an issue with the lien with the property in question with the bank, that meets our formulation of the agenda prior to the deadline for next meeting.
Okay. So you want to add it tentatively 68 Elm Street if all the paperwork and everything is necessary, right?
Correct.
Okay. So we got, go ahead, Ronnie.
Because when the bank owns it, then they're responsible. We have to go after them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just got to take care of the neighbors. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll make a recommendation that we do 201 Hawkins Street, 196 Hawkins Street, and then 68 Elm Street. Move it to the full board for clean lien and then foreclosure. Can I get a
motion? I'll second.
Okay. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, perfect.
Mr. Chair, I mean, yes. Just through you to Mr. DeCenzo, probably be helpful to have like a written brief explanation, just kind of taking off what Mr. Sill said, for the full board members to just kind of understand what the issues are on those properties, so it'll be easier for everybody to understand.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
So we'll have Carmen give us a list for the full board and kind of an explanation on where we stand with each property. This way here, there's no confusion for next month or a couple weeks from now.
Maybe by then, Attorney Marino will let us know where they are along in the foreclosure process.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
We'll discuss it on Tuesday, Carmen, when I'm in.
Okay, thank you, Vin.
Oh, good. Vinny's on. Okay. Number 8, CRD proposal at Wittick Park. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. So I met with Rich and Sue last week. I spent a couple hours with them up at their house going over kind of the memorial that they want to put up there. Then we also drove over to Wittick Park. The full board got an email with a few pictures on it last meeting. And as soon as you drive into Wittick Park, where the soccer fields are, to the left-hand side, there's an old rotted tree that comes out into a Y there. So they want to cut the tree down. They want to put two park benches and a little memorial for their son that had passed away that used to, he played soccer up there. My recommendation to this subcommittee is that we move it to the full board for approval. And, you know, if the full board wishes, I could draw a sketch or put on a, a full proposal to the full board. They're going to have a little wooden statue there of a soccer player. And I think it's going to be really nice. They're going to clean up the area over there. And it's going to be really nice. It'll be for everyone to sit there and kind of look out into the soccer field. So it's going to be a good project. I think it's going to help Wittick Park and the area there. And it'll be good for the family, too, as well.
Okay. Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
Sorry. I think we'll just need to get somebody from the city to tie them in with so they have somebody to work with. And
When the time comes, I'll get with Ed or Sean at Public Works. I'm going to be up there once they get the project kind of underway. I'm going to help them out a little bit. So I'll get with Ed or Sean, and they're going to pay for all the materials and the flowers and all that on their own. So they're going to donate all their time to do it as well. So we'll make sure that, they're taken care of it as well as the city.
Yeah. And I think it's a wonderful idea. I think dovetailing off of your idea.
We lost you, Brian.
Say that again, Brian. Did we lose him?
It sounds like it.
Was he on the phone?
You know, if we could get some visual aids, you know.
Yeah, you're fading in and out, Brian.
I'll give him a second here.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Brian. We got you. Yep. Go ahead. Oh, we're losing.
He must be on the phone, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Just wanted to dovetail on what you said.
Can't get you, Brian. Maybe if you walk around a little bit, you get a spot.
Gotta love Zoom.
You keep going in and out, Brian.
Now you're muted.
Now he's gone. Nope. Yeah, he's muted now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. No, I just wanted to...
Don't move.
I'm not moving. No. It's not me. It's my Wi-Fi. It's coming in and out. No, I just wanted to dovetail off of what Gino said. And I wanted to say that maybe we could get a visual aid just to help solidify the idea of, you know, what this is going to look like, because I think it's a fantastic idea. And we just want to do our due diligence and make sure that people of the full board understand the beauty of it and the importance of it as well. So if we could get some visual aids for the next meeting, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I got some pictures of the area. I'll put something together so that when we move it to the board that everybody will understand. So I'll take care of that and I'll send it over so people have it in their packet. Hopefully we'll be in person in a few weeks there. So
great.
If I may make one correction, that 1725, that is Crescent Street, not Gilbert Street. Backyard is Gilbert, front yard is Crescent.
Okay, I'll make a change to that.
That's Crescent going up Mount Pleasant, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Crescent Street. Okay, Marco, I want to make a correction to the record there. 1725 Crescent Street. You got that? Just so that we're on the...
Yes, but that's not going to the full board. There's nothing to go to the board for that, right?
No, correct.
Okay.
Just update.
Yep. Yeah, so Brian, I'll make sure that, you know, I'll get that either. I'll get that together. I'll send it over to Mark, and then he'll put it in the packet for the next full board meeting. So can I get a motion to move this to the full board for next meeting?
I'll make that motion. Brian Capola.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Beautiful. Okay. Next one. Number 9. Proposed ordinance code, landlords and tenants. Discussion possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwoman. Vinny, are you there? He was there.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Ben.
Yes. And my apologies, but with my vacation schedule and all the distraction that had been going on with the finance director.
Yep.
I have had to put this back on back burner.
Yep.
And so I was not able to address it.
Yeah, so, I knew that you were away, so we just kept it on there so that I didn't realize that you were even going to be here for the meeting. So thank you for coming, number one. Number two, we just kept it on here so that it stays on the agenda, so we keep it front and center. You think we have something by next meeting for 9, 10, and 11 for the ordinances?
Yes, I will make sure that it gets put back on the burner on my radar and so that it's brought back up.
Okay. Can I get a motion to table?
So move.
Okay. Number 10, proposed ordinance regarding smoke detectors, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board. Can I get a motion to table that? And
so move.
Okay. And then we'll do number 11 as well. Proposed reoccupancy ordinance, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board.
So move. Brian, you seconded all those?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll move those to next meeting, and Vinny will get us an update on that, and we'll move that forward. Okay, number 12, list of proposed streets for paving, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board. Is Ed on the line here? Public Works Director?
Now, has he done a list of streets and presented them to the chief of staff or something? Or have we had any movement on this?
I don't know. I know that he was, Mark called him to let him know about the meeting tonight. I thought he was going to be here. So I haven't received any paperwork on, that's why it's not in our packet either.
Right. Well, I did mention it to him, and I emailed him and texted him, but I didn't get a response today, but I know they've been busy. But he did mention to me last night that he did, to Mr. So must be aware of it as well. He did submit it to the chief of staff, a list.
Okay, so
I don't know.
Yeah, Walt was away, so what's your pleasure? We got nothing really to do here. Brian,
yeah, we don't have the pertinent information to move on that. So
yeah, we'll just,
as much as I would like to move on something like that, I mean, if we don't know the streets, we don't know the streets. Correct. Right?
Yeah. So can I get a motion that we'll table it till next meet next month?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll move that along, and then I'll send another email out to Ed and Walt on that as well. Number 13, Derby Senior Center Study Committee, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board. Brian, you want to give us a little bit of insight here on that?
Yes. So, you know, just to piggyback off of what we talked about at the regular meeting, I just want to pull my notes up just so, just for the record, it's in order here. So give me one quick second.
Yeah, take your time. We had at the last full board, we had the motion that was made to form a subcommittee. So
correct. Yeah.
You had a bunch of, you know, the slots that you wanted to fill on the subcommittee, you know, you had some people on different boards and whatnot, right?
Well, correct. So it would be the subcommittee with the addition of this, the senior research team, right? So
okay.
It would be the two board of aldermen, Barbara DeGennaro, Robert and Robert Heider. The board of taxation would be Jen DeLaRoche. The elderly commission would be Shirley Erickson and Elizabeth Lally. And senior center membership would be Charlotte Ritter. And a Derby resident who has shown interest is Shirley Miani.
So, Brian, could you just give me the you know, the boards or the positions that were in that motion. So you had two from the Board of Aldermen, then you had two from what?
No. So we had two from the Board of Aldermen.
Oh, perfect, Mark.
I have the copy of it here. So just to share it. So
yeah, good.
Okay.
Two from the Aldermen, two from the Tax Board. I just want to write this down here.
Yeah.
Two from the city.
The elderly commission.
Yep. and two members from the Senior Center Executive Board.
Correct.
I could email it to you guys too.
So we need some more people. We got one here when we need two, a couple places, right?
And then just two residents, right?
Yeah. So what I just read was just to clarify, we're those who have shown interest in it. And, you know, that's a big part of it. We want people that have general interest in this and want to see this get pushed through and actually do the legwork needed to get this done. So,
I think, and if Vinny's still there, maybe he could clarify, but I think to do a subcommittee has to, the mayor picks a subcommittee, right, Ben? Or
yeah, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to just kind of clarify so that there was not a tension between the Board of Aldermen and again, the administration. I believe from the committee structure standpoint, the mayor would create the committee. So I think it's fine if there are recommendations that the board would like to refer to the mayor for consideration. But I believe that under the charter, the appropriate way that it is done is that the mayor would create the committee and fill the positions.
I didn't think it had to come to this. I didn't think it was coming to the community relations subcommittee. I thought that it was going to be a subcommittee created on its own, which by charter the mayor would take recommendations and then make a separate committee for this. Cool. So that was my understanding at the time. And so I just want to make sure that, you know, we're doing it the right way. So we don't have to come back here if we need to next month. You know what I mean? If we're going to do it, let's get it moving, get it into the right place and, you know, move forward here.
I believe that the importance of that is that the board does have to approve it. So as much as the mayor would like to choose, as you know, we created the position seats, and the mayor can select who he wants in those positions, but the board has to approve it.
Right.
Correct.
Right. And these are just recommendations, and hoping he has these people are interested in it, and he may take all of them, a few of them, or whatever. So it would help.
Right. And I agree with the mayor's sentiment of moving this forward, and I would like to see this committee be solidified sooner than later. So I have shared the people that have showed interest. I can send you a list of those people who have. But like I said, you know, there shouldn't be unnecessary amount of time to select people and go for a fact-finding mission just to find the people to find me, you know? So hopefully we can work together and, you know, get this committee solidified sooner than later.
So Vin, what is your recommendation for this board to do? Create the positions and then move that to the full board. And then the mayor picks, we'll fill the vacancies on that committee, or.
I think the easiest thing to do would be to, you know, if you have recommendations that you would like to send to the mayor for purposes of filling these positions, send those recommendations to the mayor for consideration. Right. Yep. And then the mayor will take action, and then, you know, and then the process will move forward. I think, you know, in the spirit of what I'm hearing, if everyone works collaboratively and we move the process working, together, you know, it sounds like there are, there's plenty of positions and plenty of people who are interested, for everyone who wants to be involved to get involved here. I think that's key. So it, to the extent that you have a list of names that you want to move forward, I would say put your list together, And your action would be, you know, an action to make recommendation to the mayor that the following names be appointed to the subcommittee for related to the community the senior center.
So I posed the question again, just for clarification. And this is to a corporation council.
Yes.
It has to be approved by the committee, correct? Or by the board of aldermen. So
I have to take a look. I'm driving right now. So ordinarily, unless there's an ordinance, or it's in the charter, and the answer would be if it's a committee of the board of aldermen, then the committee structure would be created by the mayor. Right.
The charter says that the mayor appoints the standing committees of the board.
Right. And there are no standing committees, right?
Well, there are.
This is a whole.
Right. So that, and right now, this is an ad hoc committee.
Yeah, it's a whole separate committee on its own that they want to put together for the senior center.
Right. So who has the authority to put an ad hoc committee together?
Well, yeah, the motion said that the board would approve it. Typically in the past, working together, which is kind of rare these days, what would make sense working together is you assemble a list of who's interested, the mayor makes a recommendation, and the board approves it. That's been
right. Like, but I guess my question would be, what is the authority? You know, what is the authority for the? You can't just say, well, the board gets to approve it. What is the authority for the board to say that? If the charter says the mayor gets to appoint the standing committees, there are no other committees than standing committees, are there? Well, there are, theoretically, there are ad hoc committees. Ad hoc committees are committees that come up from time to time. Well, who gets to appoint those committees? If the charter is silent to them, well, you know, we can get into the great debate over that issue. The presiding officer. The presiding officer is the mayor. So the board does not get to usurp authority that it does not have. I don't know of any authority that the board would have to simply say, well, we have the ultimate authority to approve this. But again, I don't know if there's contest here, and I'm not looking to create contest.
It's just past practice. We picked the committees for the school building committee, the people. We picked it for the field committee. That was all approved by the Board of Aldermen.
And I understand that, Ron. And that's why I'm saying I'd rather not create a contest here if there's not contest. Because I know there's been a lot of contest.
Sounds like a contest is brewing.
Yes. I just don't want to know.
If it has to come to us to get the positions, and if Brian has some names there, some recommendations, if it's our job to either accept or deny that, or to pass those recommendations and those positions back to the full board for approval, and then they could then we could discuss it with the mayor, pick the committee, and then vote on it. If that's what, you know, we need to do here, then that's, I want to move this thing forward. But I also don't want to do is, you know, create some type of problem where, you know, a couple of weeks down the road, say we didn't do it the right way either. So now it's got to come back here and sit, you know, and next thing you know, we're coming back here next month.
But correct. Mr. Chairman, that's part of the problem is past practice is not necessarily the way the charter has, you know, it's not necessarily the right way if you follow it to the letter of the charter, you know, and someone comes in and says, well, we want to set up the process the way the process was intended to be done. Well, sometimes that's subject to interpretation. Sometimes that's subject to, you know, it's subject to a lot of different things over the course of time. And what we're finding is, you know, over the course of the last couple of years, things were not necessarily rigid following processes. They were more fluid. And as things flowed, there was less process.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure we do it right, so it doesn't have to come back here and get, you know, bogged down. You know what I mean? I want to move this thing forward.
And right, but the question is, does it have to go this way?
Yeah, I was the way I understood it was that I wasn't really sure at the full board. I thought that it was a subcommittee was going to be created. The mayor was going to pick the, you know, the members of this, of the new subcommittee for the senior center, with the full board giving recommendations, and create a whole separate subcommittee and then vote on it from the full board and let that committee go and do what they need to do. That's the way I understood it. And then, you know, going through the process here a little bit, it had to come here. So, you know, I didn't have any, I know that you weren't around, so that's why I'm glad that you're here tonight. So,
right. And I was asked the question, does, and I believe it was the board who decided it was the subcommittee was going to be created. Does now, did the board have the authority to say, we're going to create the subcommittee? You know, that's the question. That's a question. I haven't.
So could we recommend the positions, and then if Brian has some recommendations for you know, some names, could we, if we choose, could we move that to the full board, tentatively, and then if you find out it didn't have to come here or whatever, the, you know, decision is, you know, per charter, could we put a like a clause in there or?
But here's, this is the way it would go. If let's assume for the sake of the conversation that the mayor has the only, the mayor is the only one that could create the committee. Let's just assume that.
Yeah.
All right. This is hypothetical. So no one gets angry. If you're taking an action that is a legal nullity, then it's a legal nullity. And if you come forward and the board makes a resolution that says, we're forming this subcommittee for the for the study of a senior center, and we're recommending the following 15 names be appointed to it. And the mayor folds his arms and says, "No, right? I'm not going to do that." Well, and if he has the legal authority to be the ultimate person that makes that decision, then so be it, right? He has that legal authority. And your action is ultimately what's called a legal nullity. So,
okay.
So your action, what you might be doing right now, may have no legal consequence. So I would say move your matter forward. So by way of you're taking an action tonight,
yep,
to recommend to the full board whatever action you want to take.
Okay.
If you read the last sentence of the motion that was passed, is that the Community Relations and Blight Committee present the proposed list of members and scope of the work for the committee to the full board of aldermen and alderwomen at the next. That was passed.
Right.
Right.
I wasn't at that meeting. So if the board had the authority to do what it did, then there's no problem.
I got you.
If it didn't have the authority, then it has no legal consequence.
Right.
And I'm not saying it to be of a matter of dispute. I'm just saying it to be as a matter of fact.
Okay. So whatever this committee decides to do, if we move our decision forward, no matter what it is, and you do your homework and study and come to the full board in 2 weeks and say, listen, this subcommittee didn't have the authority to do that, it should be on the mayor, then the mayor can go and then our decision or our decision that we move forward is null and void.
Right. Or the mayor may turn around. The mayor could turn around and say, I Correct. Think this is a great idea.
Right. Okay.
And
so
he could endorse your idea. And even if you did not have the legal authority,
right,
he could still endorse it and say, I applaud it and I adopt it and I'm running with it.
Right. So it's not going to hurt if we move this thing forward. It's not going to cause any legal problems. So we're going to do what we need to do. And then, you know, we'll get a decision at the full board. And
exactly.
If it's if we're the mayor correct,
follow, the mayor should follow it through on his end, too, in case maybe he says, we don't have the right, but bring it to that next meeting. I'm going to set it. Have it ready for next
meeting. I believe that there is something in the charter, section 25.
Yeah.
Does someone have the charter in front of them?
I don't know.
I do not.
Give me a minute.
Mark, do you have?
Yeah, give me a minute. Hold on.
But I think, Brian, we're gonna take, you know, what you got a proposal there, recommendation. You know, we'll read that into the record and we'll make a decision on it, and then we'll move it forward.
Move it forward as though you have the ability, the right to do it. Just move it forward.
Yep. I understand where you're coming from, Ben. So
basically, hypothetically, what we're discussing right now is that if we were trying to create a board of people to create discourse to actually find the best solution for the city. And I mean no disrespect to the administration, but hypothetically, if they were to cherry pick people that they wanted to pursue their ambitions and their endeavors, then it kind of makes the whole subcommittee mute, correct?
What do you mean?
Well, if it's his authority to pick the subcommittee, it's his authority. He can pick who he wants to pick. You know what I'm saying? It's still gonna even if our decision is to take your recommendations, they're only recommendations. You know, we still have to fill the, you know, there's other positions that need to be filled. So the full board is gonna be the ones to finalize if the full board has the authority to pick the names, and then we're gonna have to vote on each position. I would think, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's so right now all we're doing here is just, you know, the two board of aldermen, the two tax board, the two elderly commission. We're just gonna, you know, approve that to go and your names that you have there, those recommendations. We're just gonna recommend that this subcommittee go to the full board. It doesn't, you know what I mean? And then the full board is gonna take it from there.
And all I'm saying, it's out of our purview, then let the mayor do what he's got to do.
Exactly. Right. And then Vinny and the mayor's office will get together, make sure that this subcommittee had the authority, and then get a decision for 2 weeks to go to the full board. If the mayor has the subcommittee, then he needs to, you know, pick his subcommittee and start that. Yeah. And be ready so that the full board can vote on it.
Right.
You know, exactly. That's why I was asking those questions.
The point is that if this matter, if the goal is to move the matter forward, there shouldn't be delay no matter what.
Good.
Correct.
Is that the point?
Yeah. And that's why I didn't want to make a delay here by doing something.
I understand. Yeah. And I will. I understand.
That was my question. So, Brian, do you have a motion there, Brian, that you want to,
Oh, there's the charter on the screen.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Great. Can you read that for us, Mark? Highlighted.
In part, section 25 is a legislative authority referring to the Board of Aldermen to create, regroup, consolidate, or abolish boards or commissions, departments and offices, and to define the power, duties, and responsibilities thereof, provided the same are not inconsistent with the charter or the Connecticut General Statutes as the same may be amended from time to time.
Right. So the way that translates to me is that there is some power within the aldermen to not blindly accept the mayor's appointees of a subcommittee. Am I reading that correctly?
Well, no. This is to create, regroup, consolidate, or abolish boards or commissions you're not creating, regrouping, or consolidating a board or commission. This is a committee,
right?
Of basically, you know, this is a committee. It's not a board. It's not a commission. This is a committee, a study. It's an ad hoc commission to study a senior center. So it's not a board. It's not a board. It's not a commission. It's not, you know, this is the authority of this body to deal with the, to deal with the administrative oversight of the functioning, the function of administrative boards and commissions and departments of the city and the city offices. So, for example, when, the inland wetlands and the zoning department, you want to consolidate that into one department. You want to break it out into two departments. You have the authority to do that as the legislative authority. As a legislative authority, you can combine your land use authority into one function instead of two. So you do have some flexibility here, but this, the real function, what we're talking about here is you creating a subcommittee within your board structure, not creating a board independent of yourself. That section relates to you oversighting or overseeing a board or commission that is independent from you. That's the distinction here. This is really a subcommittee of you that you're talking about, an ad hoc committee of you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's,
thank you, Ben.
So I agree with you, though. You do have the authority over boards and commissions.
Okay.
All right. So, but again, I don't think there's that much controversy here. So I don't want to get mired down in, what I like to call, you know, the R's and the D's of the alphabet soup and who's right and who's wrong. I think that's why I don't want to get,
do you have a motion? Because I'd like to take the motion that we have from that was made on at the full board, and then bring that motion, bring that motion here. If we approve it or deny it, whatever the decision is, with your recommendations for the names of those positions and people in those positions, and move that entire thing to the full board. And then also, have the mayor's office or the board of aldermen or however you see fit, come up with, you know, other people to fill these positions. And then at the full board, we could decide who we're going to put on that committee, subcommittee.
Right. So, okay. So, based upon those recommendations that, yes, that's, I would second that based on using the recommendations of those that I previously addressed. Yes.
Okay. So we're
moving the names to the full board for this committee, right? The setup of the committee. We're moving the setup of this committee and the names that we have so far to the full board.
Correct.
Okay.
So do you want me to put that in the form of a motion, or Brian, do you want to do that, or? It's up to you.
Sure. I would like to make a motion to accept the seats of the positions as recently addressed, plus the recommendations of those that I addressed earlier as well.
To the full board. I'll second that.
To the full board. Yes.
Okay. Mark, you got that, and we'll get you. Do you have the list of names? Do you want us to read them into the record, or is that okay for?
I think he said it before, so we'll.
He did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want those names, Mark, let me know.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passed. All right. So we'll move that to the full board for next meeting. and we'll get the full board to get some other names and recommendations, and we'll fill the subcommittee and move this forward. Ronnie, number 14, adjournment.
Can I get a motion to adjourn at 5:50 p.m.
5:50. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Yep. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, so I'm going to stop the recording here. And